Welcome to the program, Mr. Tran.
Good to be here.
So let's talk Oscar success. Seeing how well 12 Years a Slave did, do you think it may have any impact on the direction Hollywood films take in the future?
Hollywood is like a very big oil tanker. It takes a lot to get it to turn. It doesn't turn on a dime. And, you know, Hollywood has made socially conscious films before, and it will continue to do so, but they look not at Oscar totals, but they look at financial totals. And the film did okay at the box office, but really they're more interested in films that make larger amounts of money.
I see. And you think it's the topic that was, you know, the impact of not bringing that much money?
It's not even so much that, I mean, people just stole, for whatever reason, I think maybe it was the reviews or the chatter. People felt that they wouldn't like watching it.
What do you think, as far as the Oscars this year around, do you think it's set any trends for the future of Hollywood, aside from, you know, Best Picture being a controversial film? Is there any other trends you think that may have been set that night?
Well, I mean, one thing that I think is interesting is that even though it doesn't seem that way in retrospect, Warner Brothers kind of greenlighting Gravity and sticking with Gravity for years when there was no real assurance that the technology would be developed, that this film could even be made, or that it would be successful. You know, that was kind of a risk for them. And I'm hoping that there's some kind of risk taking, even if it's only on a technical sense, that this will encourage.
Do you see Hollywood taking more risks in the future, seeing that Gravity did so well and seeing that 12 Years a Slave did walk away with a big win?
You know, you are not going to find a more risk-averse segment of the American economy than the movie business. They don't like taking risks. There's too much money at stake. There are a lot of other factors involved. Nothing that happened, I think, unfortunately, because as moviegoers, the best films, the most exciting films, come from risk.
Okay, I'm going to change gears here a bit, but I want to hear what you have to say about the record-breaking tweet that, you know, exploded the cybersphere. What do you think of that?
Oh, it's a stunt. You know, what's there to think about? You know, part of it was pre-planned. It wasn't some spontaneous moment.
Having that many big stars in one picture, how much exposure do you think that is worth for a company like Samsung?
I don't think people are thinking of the product placement part of it. I personally would not buy a product just because I saw Ellen DeGeneres use it on television.
What had the biggest impact on you that night?
You know, I was happy to see that pizza guy there. That was my favorite moment. You know, he apparently did not know what was happening. And you know, it's true. I mean, because you have to get there so early because of the security and the traffic, people really are always hungry at that event. It's one of the reasons people don't like to go, because there's no food.
LA Times film critic and USC professor Kenneth Tran, thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure.